left off discussing the fundamental machlokas regarding the chiyuv of knas, Rabbi Kivegar points out, based on the sugi makos nafei, that we saw that the chiyuv knas does not exist kodim gemar din, that unlike cases of dinim amanos for the role of bezdin is to be mevarer, when it comes to dinei knasos like din nafashos, bezdin creates the chiyuv. It is established at that particular time. And it's for that reason, when it comes to Adam Zomin, that we don't assume that the individual is the Gavra Bar Ktava. The same thing when it comes to Knas, Kodim Gemar Din, Mashenki, when it comes to Dina Mamanos, that certainly is not considered to be the case. And Rabbi Kivegar quoted a Zarai, the Tosus and Ksuvas, and the Flamed Gimel Mudbeis, where Tosus tells us that even though, generally speaking, there is a Chiyuv Latzei Sinei Shemayim, when you invoke Kim Leid Rabbinei, that's only in cases of Misa and Mamam, because there is a pre-existing Chiyuv Mamam, irrespective of Gviyas Bezdin. And even if Bezdin, for whatever reason, for example, this case of Kimlei Rabbanei, will not be Govin, nonetheless, certainly there is a Chiyuv on the Yachid to render Tashlumin, and the Chiddush of Rashi, the Tfisa, would work in those cases as well. Masha'en Kein Tosa says, when it comes to a Chiyuv Knas, if for whatever reason there is no Hamada Bedin in Gemar Din, so in such a case a Chiyuv does not exist, and therefore Tosa writes, one cannot assume that there is any Chiyuv Lasei Shidei Shemayim to go ahead and to pay Knas, in instances where there was no psak din. And this parallel the machlokas between the Rambam and Ravid, what happens if you have an instance of suffek regarding dine mamonos and a suffek regarding dine knasos? So the Rambam writes the chiddush, when it comes to a suffek in dine mamonos, we certainly assume hamotzi michavero olav haraya. What exactly does that mean? Is that from dine birur? Is that from dine hachra? This is a lengthy discussion. If you look in the beginning of Kuntras HaSfekos, for example, Kuntras HaSfekos deals with the issue of bezin motask and hamotzi michavero olav haraya. And let's say a person with makadesh and isha with those maos. Is that a vadei kedushin? Or is that a safei kedushin? Does hamotzi michavero olav haraya mean that really we don't know, but bezin is not going to be motzi mamam betorah safek? Or perhaps it means much, much more than that. Hamotz Mechlav Raya means that the one who is Tofes has the status of a Muchzor, and therefore he has a Din Bailim. And that is not Betorah Safek, that is something which is Betorah's Vadai. So one of the related issues is, does Tfisa work in a case where Bezin will declare Hamotz Mechlav of Haraya? That's the sugya in the beginning of Metziah of Tatva Kohen. So the Rambam assumes that Tfisa works when it comes to cases of a Safek Mamo, and a chiddush that this even applies in cases of a suffek regarding knasos. And that the Rabbi disagrees. In mamon you can understand, because the chiyuv mamon is not dependent on the psak din of bezdin. So even if bezdin will not issue a formal psak halach of a makam suffek, one could still envision the possibility of tfisa. When it comes to cases of knas, how in fact is that possible? But yet we saw the rush in Bava Kama Aleph Chaf, where the Rosh assumes that Tfisa does work when it comes to Dinei Knasos. And the Rosh is explicit. This is not merely a Takana Durabanon, but this is really true Mikar Hadin Daraisos. Rabbi Chanan writes in the Kovet Shiurim, in Simon Yud Gimel of Chelek Beis, that if that's true, if Tfisa works in Mikar Hadin when it comes to Dinei Knasos, how can you argue that there's no prior Chiyuv, there's no pre-existing Chiyuv when it comes to Knas? If that's true, how in fact could I be Tofes? The fact that tfisa is possible shows that, like in cases of mamon, there is a chiyuv that in principle exists, and then there's a separate area, and that is whether it's nitani gavos, whether there is gvi and whether there is not. And even if you assume in a case of zman hazeh, where one cannot be done dinei knasos, nonetheless, the possibility of tfisa, in fact, would work. Well, if that is the case, so then how do you understand, for example, the Tosus, where Tosus writes, there's no chiyuv latzei sidei shamayim? If in fact there was a pre-existing chiyuv, why should you make that distinction? Here Rabbi Chanan writes, no, there's a fundamental difference between dinei mamonos in terms of dinei knasos. Why is it that we don't assume, for example, hodas baldin kme'edim danim when it comes to dinei knasos, but modeh b'knas is considered tipotur? Why is it that we don't allow a person, out of the goodness of his heart, to go ahead and to have a matan mos when it comes to knas? So here Rabbi Chanan writes the following chiddush, that is mi dinei knas, in the sense that knas is considered to be an onesh. And as a result of its being an onesh, that requires, right, the bitsua ha'onesh al yedei acherim, bal karcho shel ha'adam. Normally speaking, al yedei bezdin. And then Rabbi Chanan suggests the possible chiddush, we'll have to learn more about these sugyas in the second parak, and the Gemara tells us the possibility of avat inish dinei l'nafshei. Maybe that also is to some extent B'torah, say Shliach Bezdin. Maybe when it comes to these aspects of Dinei Knasos, we understand that that also is considered to be Eitashlumen, which is Bal Karcho Shel Adam. That's why it is necessary to have Gvia Al Yedei Bezdin. Not because there is no prior Chiyu. Just like when it comes, for example, to any Onesh Hagov, an Onesh of Misa, an Onesh of Malkus, isn't it obvious to us? Know that that can only be administered Al Yedei Bezdin. Rabbi Kiveger stated, he pointed out almost that absurdum, that if a person is Chayav Misa, does he have to kill himself? He's Chayav Skila, so he should administer that himself. Is that an indicator necessarily that there's no prior chiyuv? Maybe one could argue, of course there's a prior chiyuv. Except, obviously, the onesh is al yedei bezdin. It is not considered to be an onesh of din nefashos if a person will self-inflict. It's not considered to be bitzua hamalkos if a person will go ahead and give himself, so to speak, malkos. That is not the description of the particular onesh. Maybe the same thing is true when it comes to cases of dinei knasos as well. And then we touched on, Rabbi Chanan points out a further issue, and that is that Rambam, in the Pirush Mishnah Yisrael Masech Shviyas, that why is it when it comes to Dinei Knasos that Shviyas does not cancel the debt? If one assumes, for example, like the Chiddush Rabbi Kiveger, that there is no Chiyu until Gemar Din, so in such a case it isn't obvious, what is Shviyas going to cancel? There is nothing as of yet that has come to fruition that we could argue that Shviyas will be Mishametes. But Rabbi Chanan points out the Rambam does not write that. The Rambam does not say that it's so obvious that Shviyas will not cancel because there is no Chiyuv whatsoever. The Rambam writes something different, which is also very fundamental. Rabbi Chanan explains that there's a marked difference between Dina Mamonos as opposed to cases of Dina Knasos. When we speak about a Shibur or a Chiyuv, Pira'on, how exactly do we understand that? When it comes to Dina Mamonos, Rabbi Chanan writes the following, that the dinei peraon are a function of the schus of the toveya. The schus of the toveya. I lend you money, I, the malve, have a right. And therefore, I could exact that right, you are obligated to pay. When it comes to dinei knasos, certainly it is not the case. There, Rabbi Chanan explains, based on that Rabban and Pirush Mishnah, is that what is driving the chiyuv, whatever it is, let's say knas, the chiyuv tashlum e knas, it is not the schus of the toveya, but rather it is the chiyuv of the mitzvah. Why is it in the case of onus and mefata one must pay a knas? Is that because there is an entitlement upon the toveya? That's certainly true when it comes to dina mamonos. Rabbi Chanan explains, when it comes to dina knasos, we begin with the opposite, and that is the chiyuvo shel ha-toveya. You violated this iser, so therefore the bal ha-maisa, the bal aver, is obligated to pay a certain type of knas as a terms of an onesh, as a form of a kapara. Of course, the payment will be made to, right, the toveya. But you don't begin with the schus of the toveya as opposed to the chiyuv of the nitva. And that's why the Rambam explains, shviyas will not be mishametes. Shviyas can go ahead and cancel, for example, a schus of a toveya. Lo yigos, there's an iser negisa. What does that mean? The toveya cannot press, cannot claim. But if you're dealing with a knas, for example, where it is the chiyuv of the nitva which is driving the tashlumin, why should you assume that shviyas is mishametes? It's a beautiful beer in terms of that difference between mamon as opposed to dinei knasos. This is what Rabbi Chanan, the Rambam, stresses. And bedafka, the Rambam does not write because nothing exists. There is a chiyuv, but since the chiyuv is a function of the chiyuv al shel hanitva, so therefore shviyas is not mishametes. And don't forget, the Rambam writes in basic Gneiva that tvisas knas works. The Rambam assumes if tvisa works, there is a prior chiyuv. And therefore the Rambam gives you this alternate explanation in terms of why one would argue that shviyas does not impact, it does not affect on tashlume knas. A further issue we'll have to discuss, this we'll get into in the sugya and daf ayin beis, is it possible to have mechila kodem hamada b'din or kodem gemar din when it comes to cases of dinei mamonos? Dinei mamonos certainly yes, but what about when it comes to cases of dinei knasos? This is what Tosfos discusses in the very beginning of Eilon Aras, in Ksuvos and daf Chof Tes Amud Aleph. The Mishnah tells us the following, that Eilon Aras sheish lahem knas. This is the normal knas of onus, the knas of Mifata, a person who is ma'anei seinara basula. And one of the cases that the Mishnah mentions is the following, even if it's a case of eishes achiv. What exactly is the chiddush of this Mishnah? Well, eishes achiv, there's the chiyuv of kares. And maybe one could argue, b'makom kares, there's no chiyuv knas? No, that's not true. B'makom misa, we learned, kimnei d'ravine, there is no chiyuv knas. But we assume that's exactly the shita of the town of the Mishnah Ksuvas Nafchotes that Kimnid Rami applies to Misa and Mamon or Misa and Knas, but it doesn't apply to cases of Kares and Knas or Kares and Mamon. That's a sugya that we'll see later as well. So one of the examples that the Mishnah gives us is there's a chiyuv of tashlumei knas and onus mefateh, even if the maisabia involved arayos, where there was a chiyuv kares, such as eishes achiv. So Tosfos is bothered to ask about eishes achiv, a very simple kasha that Yushalmi raises. You're dealing with the case of a nara besula eishes ach. Well, isn't that the mitzvah yibum? No, obviously there are no children, but she's a besula. So in such a case, what do you mean there's no knas? Isn't this a mitzvah of Yibum? That's the Yerushalmi's answer. So obviously there are answers to this kasha. No, just depends what the Echatim says. The Yerushalmi says that she is la banim yishacheres, right? She is a besula, but he has children from another woman, and therefore there's no mitzvah of Yibum whatsoever. That's one possibility. Obviously, that's true. We're talking about a case of Meis Min Ha'erisin, where she is still considered to be a Basula, but Yesh Lo Banim Isha Acheres. And then Tosa says, or you could give another simple teretz, and that is, V'hu Adin Havimatzi Lukma Kishe Girsha. Gershin. After Gershin, there's no mitzvah of Yibum. So in such a case, it's true that this woman was married to a person's brother, there was Erisin, and then they became divorced. You know, so in such a case, there's no mitzvah of Yibum, so she could still be a Nara of the Sula, and one could envision a Chiyuv Knas. Isn't that obvious that that is true? That's what Tosfos writes, it's Poshup Shah. You can have a case of Yesho Banim Isha Acheres, or you can have a case of Kisha Girsha. Then Tosfos continues, name of the Riva, and says the following issue. Wait a second, we're talking about a case of Ones and Mefate. Ones and Mefate. Ones is bal korcha shalisha, was against her will, but mefate means that the woman, good, she may have been seduced, but it was a case where she willingly participated, pituin. So the difficulty is the following. In a case of mefate, what is that case? It was mefate, lachar shegirsha. In a case of lachar shegirsha, who is it that receives the knas? Is the knas la'aviha, or is the knas la'atzma? So if you assume that the knas is la'aviyah, which happens to be the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, Tosa says there's no difficulty. But if you assume lachar gerishin, the knas does not go la'aviyah, the knas is la'atzma, isn't that difficult? How can you have a knas la'atzma if it's mefateh? No? Mefateh means that she willingly participated. So how can there be a knas? So if you're saying, what do you mean? The knas goes to the father. Yeah, that's true. But if you're dealing with the case of Eishes Ach, and the Hechatim says Lachar Shegirsha, where the knas is La'atzma, so shouldn't we assume there's no Chiyuv knas whatsoever because she's Mocheles? If she willingly participated, so now she's come forward and say, you have to pay me the knas. How can that be? So Tosfos quotes to Yerushalmi that writes the following Chiddush, that Mechila does not work on Dine Knossos Kodam Amad Bedin. Mocheles what? If there's a Chiyuv, there's a Shibu, there's a Hischaivus, then one could be Mocheles, so it's true. If La'achar Hamad Bedin, the woman says, but Bezin said you have to pay me, I am Mocheles, you can have Mechila. But can you have Mechila Kodam Hamad Bedin in a Chiyuv Knas? It's also close to Yerushalmi that assumes that's not true. Good, she was a willing participant. What are you going to argue? She was Mocheles. There's no Mechila called Manabedin. The Chiyuv does not exist in any shape or form. This is a very great Chiddush. Because after all, even if there would be a schus for Dinei Knasos, even that is Nitana Mechila. Shibud, Yischaivus, and Yischusei Mamon. Here, apparently, the Yerushalmi assumes that Mechila is impossible. And Tosfos discusses whether the Bavli agrees or disagrees with this Chiddush in the Yerushalmi, but to an extent, right? This issue is very relevant, right, for us, and whether Mechila is possible when it comes to Dinei Knasos, Kodim Gemardin. After all, can one be Mochela, something which is, as of yet, a clearly, Davar Shlo Bali Olam? When it comes to Dinei Mamonos, the Chiyuv exists, of course you can be Mochel. I lend you $100, so therefore I can be mochel. Either was no psak din, you don't need a psak din from Mechila. But Tosfos suggests that's not true when it comes to cases of dinei knasos. That's also a further ha'ara, that Tosfos and Ksuvas Nafchav test, it could be dependent on our issue as well. So Reichik once commented, this is what Gibi touched on earlier, that the world, the difference between Dine Mamanos and Dine Knasos in terms of the Tashlume Mamon of Knas is Betoras Onesh, Bitsua HaOnesh. And that's the Chiddush, that you can have it Midaito Shal Adam or as a Chiv, Watsay Sidei Shamai, but it must be a Gviya Bal Karcha, Ayyadei Bezdin or Ayyadei Tvisa. This Rav Slavitcher thought was relevant for another issue as well. The Torah tells us in a very different realm that Lo Sevaro Eish B'chomosh V'Seichem B'yom HaShabbos. When it comes to Yisr Lo Sevaro Eish, the Torah stresses that this applies B'chomosh V'Seichem, everywhere. And the Gemara Yevamos, Navav Medbeis, the Zayin Amad Aleph, is bothered by this. What do you mean B'chomosh V'Seichem? That the Yisr Shabbos applies everywhere. You would have thought that's not true. You would have thought that the Yisr of Shabbos of Lo Sevaro Eish somehow is limited. It's one of the mitzvahs that Tfilas Baret, in a posta to tell us B'chomosh V'Seichem. So the Gemara writes, no, you would have had a half a minute to assume that the Yisr Lo Sevaro Eish does not apply B'moshav Bezdin. B'moshav Bezdin. In other words, that Bezdin is allowed to go ahead and to administer an Onesh, specifically, Dini Nafashos, on Shabbos. Why would you think that's true? Isn't that considered to be an act of Chilul Shabbos? The Gemara suggests the following Kal V'Chomer. Avodah Sakarbanos, clearly Docha Shabbos, despite the fact that it involves what otherwise would be a malacha, nonetheless, of course, there's a mitzvah of Avodah on Shabbos. And yet, Ritzicha, enforcing Misas Bezdin, is Docha Avodah. After all, doesn't the Pasuk say, Mim Mizbechi Tikachen Lamos? What does that mean? You'll take this person, right, from, he is approaching Mizbeach to do Avodah. No, Mim Mizbechi Tikachen Lamos. Right, we will take him to administer the Onesh of Misa, even at the expense of the Avodah, Shmos Chaf Aleph. So if Avodah is Docha Shabbos, and Ritzicha, Misas Bezdin, is Docha Avodah, Ein Odin, a Kavachomer, the Gemara says that Ritzicha, administering the Onesh of Bezdin, should be Docha Shabbos. That's the Kavachomer of the Gemara. Therefore, you need a pasuk to tell us, B'chomosh Mosechem, that no, even B'moshe Bezdin, even when it comes to this Onesh, the Nefashos, for example, Bezin cannot go ahead and minister that on Shabbos. That's the Gemara Yevamos and Dav. Vav Medei is extending to Zion. We discussed earlier, right, that Tosos and Beitz and Dav Yebeis and Aleph, right, that's the same structure in this Gemara as well. Right, you have, right, so normally speaking, you have a Kavachom in this particular instance. No? Why would you assume that Onshin and Bezdin could be ministered on Shabbos? The Gemara says, well, the following. Normally we have an Isser of Shabbos. That's step one. The Torah tells us, Lo Sasa Chamalacha. Step two is this Kavachomer. The Kavachomer that tells us that, what do you mean? That Ritzicha should be Docha Shabbos. And now you have a Pasuk that tells us that is not the case. So how do you understand that? What is this Pasuk telling us? Now, Achorav, there are two very different possibilities. One possibility is the following, that the Torah is telling us that this is an invalid Kal V'Chomer, do not be Doresh in that fashion, and therefore, Ahadri the Yisura Kama, you're back to step one. What is step one? Lo Sasa Komalacha. That's one possibility. Another possibility is the following, this is not an Isser Malacha. Step one, it's true, the Torah tells us Lo Sasa Komalacha. Step two is that under these conditions, there is no Isser Malacha. It's a Kal V'Chomer. That Avodah is Docha Shabbos, Ritzicha is Docha Avodah, Ritzicha is Docha Shabbos. What is B'chomosh V'Seichem? Maybe it's an independent Isser, it's a new Osen. Despite the fact that this is not called Chilul Shabbos, nonetheless, the Torah tells us there's an Isser of Ein Manishin B'Shabbos. But is that simply a function of Malacha, or is it not? I'll ask you a simple question. If you are writing a Sefer HaMitzvos, would you include a separate Isser of Ein Manishin B'Shabbos? According to the first approach, of course not. There's no separate Isser. There's an Isser of Chilul Shabbos. You would have thought that it's Docha. The answer is that it's not. There's an Isser of Chilul Shabbos. Bris Milah Shelo B'Zman is not Docha Shabbos. So therefore, you're back to original Isser. There's no separate Isser of Milah Shelo B'Zman of B'Shabbos. If it's not Docha Shabbos, so you're back to your Isser Malacha. But if you look at the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvos, that's not true. The Rambam and Sefer Mitzvos and Mitzvos Losa say Shinchav Beis, the Rambam has a separate Isser of Ein Manishin B'Shabbos, based on the Pasuk Lo Sevaro Eish B'chomosh V'Seichem B'Yom HaShabbos. Fascinating Chiddush. Rav Soloveitchik explained, what do you see according to the Rambam Shita? That the reason you can't administer an onesh on Shabbos is not because it's an Isser Malacha. The Isser Malacha we could have dealt with. Kal v'chomer. The Isser Malacha is paka. There's a separate Isser of Ein Manishin b'Shabbos. And if you look in the Rambam writes this in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Chaf Dalet Halacha Zayin, the Rambam writes that Ein Onshin b'Shabbos. And then the Rambam describes Misa, Malkus, and then the Rambam adds a great Kiddush. V'hu hadin l'shar onshin. V'hu hadin l'shar onshin. What does that mean? V'hu hadin l'shar onshin. Why are shonshin forbidden on Shabbos? See, if you assume that what is driving this issur is step one, it's chilul Shabbos, so you have to assume that hu hadin l'shar onshin means shar onshin sheyesh bahem chilul Shabbos. Okay, maybe Malchus, for example. Right, there's Nisr Chavala. But it doesn't appear that way from the Rambam. The Rambam seems to assume categorically. Who had in the Shar Onshin? This is a Ha'ar of the Magen Avram in Hilchos Shabbos, Shin Lamites, Sif Katan Gimel. Soloveitchik pointed out the fact that the Rambam has a separate Isser of Ein Ma'anishin B'Shabbos. That means it's not a function of Malacha. It's a step three Isser, a new Oser. And therefore, onshin are forbidden b'Shabbos. Not because of Yisr Malacha. Yisr Malacha we already reduced. Maybe one could even suggest a further chiddush, a chumra and a chul of the Rambam. A chumra of the Rambam is that it applies to shar onshin. A chul of the Rambam, one could argue, perhaps is the following. Let's assume Bezdin does enforce. Bezdin puts someone to death on Shabbos. What Yisr did Bezdin violate? Was it mamish an Yisr of chul Shabbos with chiyuv skila? According to Rambam, one could argue, no, the Isser Malacha, one could suspend based on the Kal v'chomer. But what Isser do they violate? In Isser Lav, of those Savaro, Eish B'chom Moshe Seichem Yom HaShabbos. It's more calm in the sense it's not an Isser Malacha, it's more chom, however, that it can embrace even onshin that don't entail any Chilul Shabbos whatsoever. So Rav Soloveitchik suggested the following Chiddush, that there should be a difference. If Bezdin will exact Tashlum Mei Mamon on Shabbos, is that included in this Yisr of Al-Savar Ha'esh? Rav Soloveitchik suggested there should be a difference between Mamon as opposed to Knas. Tashlum Mei Mamon is not the Torah's Onesh. So therefore, true Ein Danin. That's Yisr D'Rabbanon. Ein Danin B'Shabbos. So Bezdin should not exact even a Chov on Shabbos. But this Yisr D'Araisa. Ein manishim b'Shabbos al shavaro eish. Rav Soloveitchik suggested the chiddush that perhaps even dinei knasos are bichlal, because that is considered to be b'torah shonesh. Unless maybe one could argue there's a difference between onshei haguf as opposed to onshei mamon. But that phrase in the Rambam, v'chu hadin l'shar onshin, that could include even onshei mamon. Rav Soloveitchik suggested bezmo put someone in cherem on Shabbos. Maybe that's an issur d'oraisa of Osavar Oesh, not just simply that Ein Danin B'Shabbos, which is just an Isser D'Rabbanan. Ein Danin B'Shabbos are civil cases, Onshin, right? Maybe that's considered to be an instance. So that's the difference, certainly in terms of Chiyuv Knas as opposed to cases of Chiyuv Mamon. Yeah, but take a look at these Marmakamos. We'll revisit this issue and have Ayin Beis Lamed Aleph, the Tosos, that discusses the possibility of Yerusha when it comes to Dinei Knasos. If there is some pending chiyuv that I have to pay knas to someone and that person dies, is it so obvious that the chiyuv knas is nitan yerusha? Because is the chiyuv knas considered to be, as we discussed, the davar shebe'en, which is nitan mechila, which is nitan yerusha, right? Or do you assume really that is not true, and to an extent this is relevant for our issue as well? Okay. The second difficulty we alluded to yesterday in the Rosh is the following. The Rosh writes when it comes to Karen, Karen is considered to be Kain Shuganav. When it comes to Tashlume Kefil, Tashlume Dalet Ve'eh, that is not true. But the Rosh writes the following. Chiddush, they are not identical. Karen is different from Dalet Ve'eh. And the same is true when it comes to Kefil. In what sense? That Kefil is dependent on the Shas Hamad Abedin. Clear in our Gemara, Shas Hamad Abedin. When it comes to Dalet Ve'eh, however, that, the Rosh writes a Chiddush, that is dependent on the Shas, Tevichu u'mechira. Kefil and Dalet Vei have something in common, and that it is not Ke'en Sheganav, but they're very different. Karen is Ke'en Sheganav. Kefil is Keshas Hamad Abedin. Dalet Vei, that's considered to be based on the Shas Vichu Umechira. So why, in fact, should that be the case? Why should one distinguish in Kefil as opposed to that of Dalet Vei? If Kefil is dependent on the Shas Hamad Abedin, why shouldn't one assume that the same is true when it comes to Dalet Vei? Very unclear, especially in light of what the Rush writes, that the Imo de Miftar, no, if the Imo de Miftar, so that's true even the Achar Tvichu Mechira, that's true even up to the much later point. So why isn't Hamad Abedin the Koveya? Why do you assume Shas Tvichu Mechira? So if you look in the Pepule Charifta, right on that Rush, and Osei, Pepule Charifta writes the following Kiddush. Doesn't really explain fully. It's a bit of a difficult teretz, but he assumes the following. We discussed yesterday that breakdown. One could envision that perhaps the Shas Tashlumin is determined by the Shas Chiyuvo, the Mechayiv, and clearly it's a function of Gneva. Or maybe one could argue, no, it's based on the time that the Chiyuv is Nikva, the time that it's established, and that's dependent on Shas Hamad Abedin. Pupule Charifta assumes the following. That less mandapali. Everyone agrees that you must acknowledge step one. The Shas Chiyuvo, the Maisa Avera, which triggered the whole Chiyuv. Tier one, that certainly has to be acknowledged, Lahalacha. Some form of Tashlumin must express itself at the time of the Maisa Avera. That's what Pupil Charif assumes. So therefore, when it comes to kefil, kefil is a dual payment. The keren is ke'en shaganav. So the tashlume keren emanates from the shas chiyuvo, from step one, the maisa avera that generated the chiyuv kefil. That is what allows for the possibility that the additional payment, the kefil, that can correspond to the time that the chiyuv is nikva, namely Shas Hamad Abedin. However, Pupule Charifta writes the following, if you were to argue that Dalet Vehei is Kishas Hamad Abedin, so what would that mean? The Karen is Kain Shagana. The Tashlume Dalet Vehei is Bishas Hamad Abedin. That would mean that there's no Tashlumin at the time of the Mechayiv, at the time of the Tvichu Mechira. How can there be no Chiyuv Tashlum Bishas Tvichu Mechira? That's when your Rosh troubled the Rosh. So since Karen is Bishas Gneva and the Chiyuv of Kefil is the Maisa Gneva, that can allow the extra Chiyuv Knas to be exacted Bishas Hamad Abedin. When it comes to Dalet Vei, if you would assume that the Shas Hamad Abedin is the Koveya, so the Karen is Kain Shaganav, all the other balance of the payment of the Dalet Vei is Bishas Hamad Abedin, that means that the Tvichu Mechira goes unnoticed. How can you not have a Chiyuv Tashlumin based on the Shas HaAveira, the Shas HaTvichu Mechira? That's the Kiddush of Pupule Charifta. If you look in the Chazon Ish, it's found in Bava Kama, Simen Vav, Siv Katan Beis. The Chazon Ish limits this Kiddush of the Rosh in the following. We'll see the Shita Rabbeinu Tam and Daf Ayin Vav and Aleph. Rabbeinu Tam assumes the following Kiddush. It's true that Karen is Kain Shagana and Dalet Vehei is Kishas Hamad Abedin. However, Rabbeinu Tam maintains the following Kiddush. You will never pay more than its value at the Shas HaGneva. Kiddush, Rabbeinu Tam. If, for example, the price will increase, even Dalet Vehei is Kishas HaGneva. In other words, even when it comes to Kefil, when it comes to Dalet Vehei, there is a cap. The cap is Kishas HaGneva. If the price will reduce, so in such a case, when it comes to Knas, since the Chiv is established, Kishas Hamad Abedin, that's what you will pay. But you will never pay more than the Shas HaGneva, which is the Avera that triggered, that caused the Tashlumin in the first place. That's the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. So therefore, according to Ben Yotam, even kefil is considered to be kashas hamad abedin, but there's a cap, and that is shas haganeva. The Chaznish writes that this chiddush of the Rosh is simply just the following. Just as that is true when it comes to kefil, that in determining its shavos, its value, you will never exceed the shas hagneva, which was the ma'isa avera. That's what the Rosh means when it comes to dalet v'hei tvichu mechira, that you will never pay more than its value at the time of the tvichu mechira. In other words, just as shas hagneva is a cap when it comes to kefel, tvichu mechira is a cap when it comes to dalet v'hei. But let's assume, for example, the price will decrease. Yeah, so just as kefil is kashas hamad abedin, dalvei also is considered to be kashas hamad abedin. He assumes the Rosh never meant to say the shas hamad abedin is irrelevant to dalvei. It's only relevant when it comes to kefil. No, it means that it is fully relevant. Kashas hamad abedin. But just as shas gneva is a cap when it comes to kefil, so therefore shas tvichu mechir is a cap when it comes to the instance of dalvei. So two possible biurim in that second issue regarding the Rosh. Just one further ha'ara in terms of the difference between Karen as opposed to Kefel and Dalet Vehei. Karen obviously is Tashlumei Mamon, as we've discussed. Kefel Dalet is considered to be Tashlumei Knas. The fact that one is Kain Shagana, one is considered to be Kashas Hamad Abedin, very simply. What is driving the Chiyuv of Tashlumei Mamon? So we'll have to see. There are two very important possibilities. Let's assume, for example, a case of Mazik where I destroy your Chetetz, I impair your Chetetz. There's Tashlumei Mamon, I'm obligated to pay. Why exactly is that true? We're going to see that there are two very fundamental possibilities. One is I'm obligated to restore the Chetetz, restoration. The other is I'm obligated to compensate, compensation for the Shivui HaChetetz. There could be fundamental differences. Right, as to what the chiyuv of Tashlumei Mamon is. Is it Hashlamas HaChetetz, to restore? Or it's not restore whatsoever. It's Lamalias HaChisaron, to compensate the Baal HaChetetz for his loss. And one could envision fundamental differences as to whether, right, Tashlumei Mamon is restoration, whether it's compensation. And we've discussed in earlier shiurim, the Machlokas, the Rambam, and Raizit. And I go into your yard, right, and I dig ditches. So in such a case, is that called karka or is that called metalkalin? We walk in your yard, there are 10 ditches. I say, look what you did. You dug 10 ditches. You're in my yard. And I respond and say, I did 5 of them. Is that a case of Moda Miktus, which is Chayv Shvud Araista? Because Eini Yishvay now, HaKarkaos. Eini Yishvay now, HaKarkaos. Well, one could argue as follows. If my chiyuv is to restore the karka, maybe that's called Eini Yishvay now, HaKarkaos. If that's not my chiyuv whatsoever, Eini Yishvay now, HaKarkaos means we're debating. Is this land yours? Is this land mine? There is no debate whose land this is. The question is, how much money do you owe me? Do you owe me $1,000 or $500? That's not called karka. Right? That is called metaltalin. When I ruin your land and I have to pay you, shmume karka, that zino ka karka, zino ka metaltalin. This is a fundamental hakir when it comes to tashlumei mamon. One thing is clear, when it comes to cases of tashlumei knas, that certainly is not right, the chiyuv is not to restore the chepetz. The chiyuv of dalet v'hei is hashlamas hachepetz. Certainly not. The chiyuv is not considered to be compensation for one's loss. The dinei kas doesn't correspond to one's loss. Chatzi nezek is less, dalet v'hei and kefil are more. It doesn't correspond to right, the chisaron of the baal hachepetz. Good, its intent is the Torah's onesh. Bitsua ha'onesh, as we mentioned. Maybe one could argue as follows, just very simply. When you're dealing with tashlumei mamon, restoration, compensation, obviously, that is based on the time of the ma'isa gneva, the ma'isa hezek. I caused you a certain loss through an act of hezek, I'm obligated to pay you. The price went up in between the ma'isa hezek and the shas hamad abedin. We're going to assess that based on the shas, ma'isa hezek. When you're dealing with tashlumei knas, which is betoras onesh, it certainly is not the case. So even if you'll argue that the shivui hachefetz, When it comes to Tashlumi Mamon, it's Gishas HaGneva. It's not true when it comes to Dine Knasos, because the payment is not corresponding to, right, in principle, the Shivya Chepetz. Maybe that corresponds to a replacement value, Gishas HaMadabadin, a representative value. And therefore, one could understand very well why the Chiyuv Knas, right, is based on the Shas HaMadabadin. In the beginning of the parak, you have the following tosos: Nafsam of Beis Mabeis, Dermas Yosef Shtaros. You have a Kala Prat of Klal that tells us when it comes to cases of Shtaros, there's no Chiyuv Kefil on Geneva Shtaros. So tosos is bothered by an obvious kasha. Well, of course there's no Chiyuv Kefil. Let's forget about Kefil for the time being. I go and I take your Shtar and I rip up your Shtar. Korei Shtar Shal Kaver. Forget about Kefil. What's the Chiyuv Keret? What's the Chiyuv Keret? So Tosa says, wait a second, that depends on the machlokas of whether Dain Dina de Garmi. And even if you hold Garmi is Chayiv de Tashlumin, Tosa writes a very great Kiddush again, we'll have to discuss this later. Tosa says that Afilo Manda Dain Dina Garmi, Hainu Midrabanam. Wow, Garmi is only a Knas Drabanam. So Tosos is bothered by an incredible kasha. I go ahead and rip up your shtar. So what's the Chiyuv Keren? The Chiyuv Keren is its value as a piece of paper. 2 cents. But the shtar has a representative value of tens of thousands of dollars. So the Keren would be 2 cents. And what's the Chiyuv Kefil? 4 cents. Tosa says, no, without this klal prat of klal, I would have thought that the chiyuv kefil is the representative value of the shtar, thousands of dollars. How can that be? If there's no chiyuv keren, because this is an indirect tezek, and garmi is only drabanan, so how can you envision a chiyuv kefil? Forget about the klal prat of klal. What's the havamina? So Tosus writes a very great Kiddush. Let's assume the shtar was be'en. I stole your shtar. I didn't destroy it. And the shtar is be'en. Wouldn't I have to give it back to you? So of course. So therefore, if I would have to give you back that shtar, and by giving you back that shtar, it's an entitlement. Now you could collect, whatever the shtar says, thousands of dollars. So that would be the basis of the kefil value. Very great Kiddush. The chetza, the shivui is nothing. It's worth a few cents. Its value is near ba'alma. It has a representative value. So Tosa says the following chiddush: if not for the klala prat of klal of lafukei shtaros, you would assume that the chiyuv kefil is based on the representative value of the shtar, because the chiyuv kefil is not hashlamas hachefes. It's not chisaron in the sense of the chetza, like tashlumi mamon. Here it is a chiyuv tashlumin b'toras onesh. One could have envisioned that if as a result of what you have done you've deprived the person's ability to collect thousands of dollars, that's the base mark for tashlumi kefil. But that's a very, very great chiddush. That even though when it comes to Karen that would not be the case, when it comes to kefil we would assume that no, there's a different measure entirely. Even though in terms of inherent value, the shtar has no inherent value whatsoever. And that's the possibility. The Chiddush of Tosfos in the Sum of Beis that requires a pasuk, right, to tell us no, afukei shtaros. But in principle, you could have envisioned a chiyuv kefil on the entire demei hashtar, not simply on the value of, right, the parchment in which the shtar is written. Very important Chiddush. Okay. The Gemara continues on Daf Samachim and Aleph and tells us the following: that according to Rav, Karen is kein shagonan. Tashlumei kefil, tashlumei dalvei is considered to be kashas hamada bedin. And the Gemara comments that ki kamarav, the yukra vuzulu, the ka'amar, we're talking about where the value has fluctuated. So the Gemara says, what exactly is the case? If you'll say the instance is the value appreciated, the meikar shav yezuza originally was worth a single zuz, and the self shav yedalad, now it's worth four. So you really mean to say that that's true? The karen is ke'ein shagana. And dalad vehei is kashas hamada bedin. That's against the Chiddush of Rabbah. Because Rabbi says the following, that Haiman the Gaza Chavit the Chamre Chavre, you steal a jug of wine, if it was Mekar Shav Yezuza, Vishov Shav Yedalit, it was worth less before, and now the value appreciates. So Rabbi says the following Chiddush, Tavro Shasya, if you broke the kli, or you drank the wine, then Mishalim Rabba, then you have to pay for the highest amount. It's only if it's for Mimela. If it broke by itself, only then do we assume Mishalim Zuzah. So the Gemara says, how can Rav say then his Chiddush? Because in the case of Tavach, that's comparable to Tavra Shasya. So according to Rava, everything is based on the higher price of Dalit, even Karen. That's when Rav says Karen is Kain Shagana, only Azuz. That's not true. If Tav Rosh Hashanah, or in our case Tavach, then the entire payment, including the Keren, is considered to be based on the higher price, Ulasov Shavya Arma. The Gemara says, you're right. That wasn't the case of Rav. The case of Rav that splits Keren from Dalet Behei is Mekara Shavya Dalet. It was worth more originally. Ulasov Shavya Zuzma. Keren, then, is considered to be Kain Shagana. Kefel, then, is considered to be together with Dalabhei Kishas Hamada Bidi. Okay, so this is the great Kiddush of Rava. Person goes ahead and takes the Chamer Mechavrei, and the person smashes it, Tavra, or else he drinks the wine Shasya. So, in such an instance, then everyone agrees Mishalim Arba. Right, then he has to pay based on its value at the time of Tavra or Shasya. Why exactly is that true? What is the basis of the Chiyuv? Person steals something, subsequently Tavro Shasi. So in such an instance, Rabbi says, Mishalem Arba. On what basis? Why should you assume that that is true? If you haven't seen yet, take a look for tomorrow. We'll start with some background. Take a look for tomorrow, the fundamental machlokas, the Ktzos, the Nesivis, the Simen Lamedalev, the Ktzos, the Sifkat and Gimel, the Nesivis, Sifkat and Hay. Right? Simply, what is Poshup Shat and the Gemara? And this relates back to our Mishnah, some of Beis and Beis. Hagonev min haganev is pater mikefel. Why? Why is that true? That will align directly with this line of our Gemara and Samachay. Why is it that Tavro Shasya, Mishalim Arba? Why is it that he has to pay that particular amount? In order to understand, to appreciate this, it requires the following background and understanding of the concept of Kinyane Gneva, Maisa Gneva. When a person goes out and steals something, what exactly has he done? Because the question simply is the following. If indeed, right, that I stole the chafetz, so what did I accomplish by that next step of Tavra or Shasya? What occurred at that particular time? What more did I do? Right, as you've probably seen, the fundamental machlokes, right, the ktsos and the sivis, is whether Tavra or Shasya is midine gneva, or whether it's midine mazik. Right? What is the machayid in that particular case? The discussion begins with the fact that when a person steals something, in addition to violating, right, an iser of gneva or gzela, much more than that, he has a certain right. He has kinyane gneva, kinyane gzela. Even if we assume, for example, karka in an exelis. So Pashup Shad, according to Rov Rishon, what does that mean? You don't violate an Isser? What, you're allowed the Chachilah to be gone in Karka? No. There's an Isser even in Karka, but in Mishdaros. It must mean that there's some other element, some effect of Gneva and Gzela that applies to Metalton, doesn't apply to Karka. If you're dealing with an Isser, so Rov Rishon maintains, of course there's an Isser on Gneva and Gzela's Karka. Gneva and Gzela also results in Kinyanim. Where do you see that this is true? So, the Gemara Daf Samach Tes, we'll get to a little bit later, quotes the Chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan. What happens if Gozal v'nol nisyashu habanim? Person steals, and the Bala Chepetz still, right, hopes to be able to retrieve his Chepetz. So Rabbi Yochanan says, the Shnei min Yochal HaKdisha. Neither one, right? The Ganav or the Nigdav can be Maktish the Chepetz. On what basis? The Zelafi She'enu Shalal, the Zelafi She'enu B'shusa. Where do you see that this is true? that the Bala Chepetz can no longer be Machdish this Chepetz, because the Chepetz is no longer considered to be Shusa. So the Gemara writes a little bit later on Daf Samach Tes Amud Beis that Rabbi Yochanan, it was based on our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah says that Ein HaGonev Achar HaGanav Mishalem Tashlumei Kefa. If you steal from the thief, you don't have to pay Kefa. So the Gemara says the following, pay Kefa to whom? The Gemara comments that Bishlam HaGanav Rishalem Mishalem, I understand, I don't have to pay Kefa to the one who I stole it from, because it wasn't fully his chefetz. And that's the pasuk of V'gunav Ebeis HaIsh V'lo Mebeis HaGanav. So I didn't steal it from the Beis HaIsh, I didn't steal it from the Bala Chefetz. But the Gemara asked, but El Levan Nishalei, the Ganav Sheni should pay kefil to the Bala Chefetz. I understand he doesn't pay the Ganav, it wasn't his, but let him pay the Bala Chefetz. Ella, the Gemara says that no, Zelafi Shena Shalo, Zelafi Shena Bershuso. You see that even the Bala Chefetz does not have a full din bailim, and therefore there's no chiyuv kefil whatsoever. And how do you know that that's true? The Gemara continues in Afsama Tesma Bey. Misayi Leikra. Kiyakti Shez Besa. Kodesh Lashem. And that's the pasuk we discussed earlier. No, Ma Beso Bershusa. Afko Bershusa. Full Bailus requires Shalom and Bershusa. In a case of Gneva or Gzela, the Shalom is Shalom Bala Chepetz. But the Chepetz is Bershus. Haganah v'Hagazlan, and therefore Shem and Yochel Hadisha. That's the Chiddush of Yochanan, and that's based on Sukkim. Ish Kiyakish is based on Kodesh Lashem. Bailus requires based over Shusa. So that's the Chiddush. That's the starting point. That in addition to the Isser Gneiv or Gzela, there is to an extent that didn't buy them. That is transferred to the ganav or the gazlan by virtue of his maisig gneiv or maisig zayin. Where do you see that in fact this is true? L'mayin afkamina. So one possibility is shem niyachal akdisha. But where else do you see that kinyanei gneiv or kinyanei gzayin are considered to be relevant? So if you look in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, daf ayin beis amud aleph, the Gemara has the following phrase. Ki ukimne rabbanan bershusei. When is it that the Torah placed that positive this chefetz bershus haganav v'hagazlan? The Gemara answers le'inyan onsin, le'inyan onsin. It's a very important chiddush that the chiyuv onsin pashup shat in the Gemara is a function of kinyanei gneiva and kinyanei gzeila. Where do you see that this is true? So Rashi explains in that sugya center ayin beis the following. Because Dichsiv, the Pasuk says, when it comes to the case of a Shomer, a Shomer sometimes is Pasuk. When? Im lo sholach yada b'malachas re'ehu. As long as he was not sholach yad. Why? Because misha sholach yad, if he is sholach yad, then what happens? Nasta ganav, and then chayiv onsin. The Torah says that this Shomer is Pasuk if there's a case of onsin, unless he was sholach yad. Because if he was sholach yad, and he utilized the chayfetz inappropriately, then dino ganav gazlan, and then he is chayv, even in the case of nishbar omeis. Rashi writes that mafurish in the pasuk that the ganav or the gazlan is chayv onsin. So here the Rishonim write explicitly that this is a function of kinyanim. Tosus writes in Avodah Zarah and that ayin aleph mabeis remaskul ve'i. Tosus writes kanye lehis chayv ba'onsin. A ganav or a gazlan is kona, right? In order to create the chiyuv onsin. Tosfos writes in Chulin, daf mem amud aleph, dibar maskol revutza, ve'eno kanoi lo, ela lihischayiv onsin. And the Tosfos he mentioned earlier in Shiurim, the Tosfos in Bava Kama, daf nun vav mabeit, maskol pshita. Tosfos says, kev is a gazlan, kamala bershusei gamlinin onsin. You steal something, so therefore it is considered to be Bershuscha as far as Chiyuv Onsin is concerned. What exactly do we mean by the repeated phrases of Tosus that the Kinyan is what establishes the Chiyuv Onsin? So very simply, we've discussed many, many times. How is it that one can be Chayiv Onsin? without a kinyan, you can't have a chiyuv onsin. The Torah envisions chiyuv shmirah. A shomer does not have kinyanim, but nonetheless, a shomer still has a yischaivos. A yischaivos to prevent. To prevent what? Shia? Good. To prevent gneva? Aveda? Good. To prevent an ones gamur? An ones gamur is not subject to prevention. So how can anyone be chayav onsin? The answer is the following chiddush. In order to create a chiyuv onsin, the Torah must state that dino kabaylin, because the Baal HaChefetz will suffer a loss, even if it's known as gamur. That's clear. You can't have a chiyuv onsin unless you're willing to grant that nichnas tachas habaylin. This is what Tosus writes earlier in Baba Kama, Daf Yud Aleph Mar Aleph, Dermaschel Ein. Tosus writes that this is a common link between a ganav and a gazlan, as opposed to and a shoel. That's Tosus's chiddush. They're very different. Heter las liyada, yisur las liyada. There's a very big difference between them. What do they have in common? But Tosus says that they're both chayav onsin. You know why? Because in lundus it's the same. A ganav and a gazlan is nichnas tachas habayne. A shoel is nichnas tachas habayne. How else would you express she'ela? Not that, there's a chi of shmira. The shoel should have prevented illness? Of course not. What could he do? It means that dino kabayne. It's almost like a kinyan lizman. I have a right to utilize the chayfet dino kabayne for lizman kotsu. Yeah, if that's the case, in light of the earlier shiurim, the three parshios of Shmira, Shomer Chinam, Shomer Sofer, and Shoel, reflect three very different halakos. They're fundamentally distinct. When it comes to a Shomer Chinam, we discussed the Rabbah Mishira, so Shomer Chinam is only Chayiv in Pshia, and that the Rabbah writes is because of Poshea Maziku. That's not a function of Chiyuve Shmira. That's simply Bataras Mazik, even on Karka. Shomer Sachar, his Chiyuve Shmira, to prevent Gneva Vaveda. A Shoel, Din Bailin, Schaivim Bonsin. These are not just simply 3 degrees of a Shmira Chusa, Shmira Ula. These are 3 partials of Shmira. With very different Gedari, not just simply detailed Lahalacha, Nichnas Tachas Abailin. We've discussed in the past the Sugim Sach and the Thaymud Beis, where the Gemara tells us that it's possible for a Shomer to be Chayiv for Bal Yoram Bal Yomotzi. If I am watching your Chametz, so I will be Chayiv for Bal Yoram Bal Yomotzi. Chovasa Tashbisu is mine. The Gemara doesn't state explicitly what type of Shomer are we dealing with. And here you find 3 days in Rishonim. All 3 possibilities. One possibility that the Rosh discusses, this is the sheet of Rashi as well, the Rosh is Amsachim for Agalav Simindalev, Shomer Chinam. Even a Shomer Chinam is Chayiv. Bayer Bay Matzah, he has a vested interest. But in his Chametz, not sufficient for Bayer Bay Matzah. The Rambam, Hilchos Chametz HaMatzah, Dalet Gimel, writes a Shomer Sachar. You need the Chiyuvei Shmir of Shomer Sachar. And Tosus goes a step further. The Tosus is found above Metziah and Daf Pei Beis, and the Tosus in Shvuas and Daf Mem Dalet. Pei Beis and Mabeis Dramaschal Emor, and Shvuas Mem Dalet Amaral of Dramaschal Shomer. Tosus assumes Shoel. What is the sheet of the Balei Tosus? In order to be chayav for bayam by matzah, you need a din bailim. Din bailim goes hand in hand with chiyav onsin. So that wouldn't apply to a shomer chinam. That wouldn't apply to a shomer sachar. That applies to shoel. Shoel, not a bailim. That's the chiddush of Tosus. Rashi Shita, the Ramban explains, as long as you have vested interest, it's nichem and kiyuma. That's all you need. In order to be chayav, and by Rabbi Matzeh. And the Meiri writes the fascinating Chiddush that this Rambam and Chametz HaMatzeh is l'shita sevar Rambam. In order to be chayav for Rabbi Matzeh, you need chiyuv eishmira. Well, chiyuv shmirah, why do you need a shomer safa for? What's wrong with the shomer chinam? That's where the Meiri writes. Interesting finish. Now that's the Rambam Shita, the Poshem Azakut. Chiyuv shmirah begins with shomer safa. Shomer chinam, he doesn't have positive chiyuv shmirah. He just has to prevent, right, absolute, outright negligence. Yeah, negligence is chayiv b'toras mazik. So this is one clear halacha, chiyuv onsin, which is a function of kinyan egneva, kinyan egzeva. But further nafkamina, this is sugi a little bit later, Bava Kama, Daf Tzadi Zayin Amud Aleph. Take a look at that sugi for tomorrow. A ganav and a gazan is potter ba'ad ha'ishtamshus. Let's assume, for example, I steal something and I use the chafetz. Do I have to pay you for its use? So the Gemara makes a very fundamental distinction. The Gemara says the name of Rav, Hatokef Avdo Shel Chaveru. If I went ahead and I stole your Eved, in such a case, the Gemara says the name of Rav Yehuda. Tokef Avdo Shel Chaveru Vasubo Malacha, the Gemara says Yehuda. And the Gemara raises an incredible kasha. V'yisal Kedaitach Avdo Kikarka Idomi. Oh, wait, if you assume that the Eved is Dino Kekarka, on my part of the Gemara says, Bershusei Demarekai. The Gemara says, no, Hafta Mayaskina. What was Rav talking about? You stole a person's Eved, but it was Shalom B'Shas Malacha. You didn't cause the owner any loss whatsoever. Zen Nenev Izilochas. So what do you see from that Gemara? Chiddush. That whether you have to pay for the use or not depends on whether an Eved is Dino Kekarka or whether an Eved is Dino Kemetaltonin. If you hold that an Eved is Dino Kekarka, then you should be Chayiv, because Karka in Exelis. If Eved is Dino Kemetaltonin, then I understand that you're Bachar. That's what the Gemara writes. That's the finish. Whether you have to pay bad nishtam shosev, it depends on whether Eved is dino kekarka, Eved is dino kemetaltonin. Then later in the Daf, the Gemara says the following: Hatoke b'sfinaso shel chaveru. I stole your boat. I don't have to pay you for rental of the boat. Take a look at the Rashi in that Gemara. Take a look at the Rambam. Zeila v'aveda, per gimel halachavav zayin ches. The Gemara writes explicitly that whether you're chai bahi ishtamshus depends on whether karka or metaltolin. If karka is in an exelis, that means you don't have an isser. You're allowed to steal the person's eved because eved is inoka karka. Of course, there's an isser gezem. The answer is there's no kinyane gneva. There's no kinyane gzema. That means that I was working with that which was yours. I'm chai to pay. Unless it's zeneno v'chaser, unless it's shlo b'shas malacha. Okay. But if you hold the Eved is Dino Kimetalton, like Tokei Svinoso Shel Chaveru, I have Kinyonim. So then the Gemara says, no, in that incident case. So it's as if you were working your own Eved, using your own Svina. In such a case, you'd be Potter. Boshub Shat, this is Meikar Hadin Daraisa. This is what the Shita Kobetzes writes. It's fun about Lakama and Dachav. The Shita writes in the name of Rabbeinu Yeshaya that this distinction is about Dindaraisa, a function of Kinyan Egnev and Kinyan Egzela. And this is what the Shach also assumes. The Shach is found in Koshi Mishpat, Simin Shin Samach Gimel, Sif Katan Ches. The reason I emphasize this is because there's a Sma that disagrees, but a very difficult Sma. The Sma writes there in Shin Samach Gimel, and Sifkat and Yud Gimel, that the reason one is potter from Ishtamshus is a takana drabanan because of takana sashavim. Well, we want the guy to give it back. The guy made off with your metaltalin. We want to encourage him to admit that he didn't return it. So the chachamim, the smarites, exempted him from hishtamshus. It's a takana sashavim. The chiddush nifla. The Gemara never assumes, says that this is part of takana sashavim. This is a dinaraisa function of kinyanim b'shusay b'marikai. That's mafurish neshach mafurish neshitim kmetzes. That's a function of kinyanim. If you're kome, you're poter bani shdamshus. If you're not, then that is not the case. And then now, much closer to home, the following nafkamina, right, the sugya in Temura. So take a look if you can. Right, the Gemara in Temura, Dalma Beis, Vav Mer Aleph. The Gemara has a machlokas in Abayin Rava. Kol milsa dem rachmana lo sa'avid, I avid ma'ami, I avid lo ma'ami. Torah says don't do something. And you do it. So, it's a tofes. Are there any rights that you could obtain as a result of your malachas aveira? In Rava's other opinion, no. If the Torah says that you should not have done so, how can you argue, but if you did, mahani? How can the Torah grant a right or a privilege to inappropriate behavior? So in that context, the machlokas, this you have to see though. Look at the Gemara very, very carefully, because that's the Ketosim and the Sivis. The Gemara says, Mare Gezel. Isn't Gezel an obvious example of the Avid mahani? Why is that true? Because the Torah says lo zigzal, and yet the Mishnah tells us the following: Hagozal eitzim. If a person steals wood in vaso kalim, right? The very opening Mishnah parak Hagozal. So mashalim kashasak zela, shinui kome. So the Gemara says this is shinui kome against the sheet of Rav that says the avid lo mahani. Aren't we granting, aren't we positing a certain schus as a result of illicit and proper behavior? Violating nisa d'araisa. What exactly does that Gemara mean? What is the relationship of kinyanim and shinui kome, right, with our discussion? Furthermore, when the Gemara says the following, v'hare gezel, obviously the Torah says there's an iser of gezel, but yet shinui is kome. Isn't that an example of the Avid Mahani? What act of Gezel is the Gemara referring to? There are two possibilities, no? One is the initial Gezel, when I seize the Chepes. Maybe the other possibility is what I did B'Shah Shinui, when I took that wood and I broke it down, I made it into a Kli. Shinui Kome. What exactly is the Gemara referring to? That will be a fundamental part of the machlokes between the Ketosim and the Sivis. If you assume the Gemara's kasha is Bahare Gezel, meaning the Isser of Gezel that you violated, the Shas Shinui, then you have an explicit Gemara that the Chiyu B'Shas Shinui is Batoras Garav and Gazla. Our Gemara, Tavra Shasya, what is the Mechayit? Gneva Gzela. What does the Gemara mean? No, Bahari Gezel, the initial form of Gezel. What is the relationship between the initial Gezel and the subsequent Shinui Kome? That's what we'll have to discuss. So take a look again at that piece. Take a look at the Tosus in Temura and Avdalam Abeis to Ramasko Rava. Okay, so we'll have to pick up at this point, and then we'll begin discussing the Tosus in the Temura. Okay, so, continue my session tomorrow.